Hey, hello, what's up, what it do, and welcome to the Albus Podcast. My name is Alsoas, and I'm your vibrant, your beautiful, your lovely, your hostess. From the giggles, I'm sure you can tell that there's joy in this place. Joy will forever be our thing at the Albus Podcast. For the joy of the Lord will forever be our strength. Hi guys, how are you doing? I hope you've had a good week. It's only been a week since you heard my voice. It's only been a very, very, very long week, and I couldn't wait to be here. In fact, I've struggled to be here this week, actually. School was doing that thing that it does. But I'm here anyway, and I'm glad and I'm proud to be here. Okay. So, yeah, after the week I've had, I wanna cry.
I wanna cry.
Yo, it's been a very long week. Had a couple of exams in there. Preparation for exams is just taxing for me. It's taxing for everybody. But, we made it. We made it because Jesus is so good. God being so good. We made it. And we're here and we're happy to be here. Very, very, very excited. And as usual, as you know, or if you don't, and you're new here, welcome to the Albus Podcast. We like to start with a little bit of gratitude in this place. So I want to thank you, the listeners, the everybody who makes this possible. Thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back and to listen to my voice. Apparently it's soothing. I don't know if that's true, but hey, if it's soothing, then yeah. Lol. Thank you so much. Thank you also for all the feedback. I appreciate all and every kind of feedback, so constructive criticism as well, shared with love, of course, because don't be coming at me like that on some hate energy. We do love here. We do love and love only here. Yeah. And another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about. Was that a bass? Hey, so there's a thing. There's something I want to talk to you about. Anyway. I wanted to talk to you guys about Boosted Mondays. So Boosted Mondays have started. They have begun. And what I've decided to do is to alternate Boosted Mondays with a full episode. That way you keep boosted and I keep studying and we all win, right? And we all make it. So that's the arrangement from now on. For now at least, Boosted Monday alternating with a full episode. So you'll hear my voice every week. If you miss me, go and repeat an episode. But yeah, Boosted Mondays are going to be very, very short episodes. The very first Boosted Monday was out on the 21st of March. So if you haven't listened to it, baby, it's literally 5 minutes. So yeah, when you're done with this, you can go and listen for 5 minutes just to get your weekend up and going. Because the weekend is here. Yeah. So yes, let's get into today's story. Today's story. I don't know how many of you listening are familiar with the headmaster's office, because I sure am. I mean, I was a good kid, like, for the most part. I was a good kid in the eye of authority. Let's call it that. Let's put it that way. It's not to say I was sneaky or anything, which is not entirely false, but, like, I was a good kid. And so I'd never been, no, I had, yo, I care. All the times I was in that office are starting to manifest in my head. Like, oh no, sis, you really were in that office quite a couple of times. But today I'm only going to talk about two of those times. And I hope you guys forgive me. My voice is not sounding optimum today. I feel like something's happening. Something's going on. There's a lot going on with my throat today. So, yeah. So one of the times that I had to go to the headmaster's office was because of a very, very, very weird story, I feel like, personally. So my mom used to pick me up late when I was in junior school, around 11, 10, 11, that's grade six, right? And my mom used to come pick me up late because she was a teacher as well, but she was a high school teacher. So she'd finish way later than I would finish. I would finish at like 1 p.m. She'd finish at like 4, 4:30. So, but your girl being so chatty and stuff like this, I didn't find it difficult to make friends. So I always had someone to hang around with, always different people and stuff like this. So this particular time, I was with this group of girls, and we decided to go to this Quebec room. So we had a school hall, and the school hall had a stage, and the stage had a backstage, and the backstage had a back room. That's the back room we were in, and we just decided to go there and chat. I don't know why. I'm really trying to remember why we decided that that is the spot where we're going to go in. Oh, I remember, because they used to make us sit in silence to do our homework and stuff like this, and we did not want to sit in silence. I mean, can you imagine me sitting in silence? Ew, torture. But anyway, so we wanted to go and chat, so we went, and we were talking. But the content, hi, the content. We were talking about scary, scary stories, witchcraft, this, all these superstition, all those things. Like, when you hear your parents talking about like ghosts and stuff, and you and all those stories that happen in the rural areas with people coming back from the dead, and it was really scary, scary stories. And we even went on to talk about, like, if you grew up in a Pentecostal church, or you are in a Pentecostal church, you know all about the manifestations and casting out of demons, all of those stories as well. We spoke about all of it. And so we were pretty terrified at the end of that conversation. And we decided, ah, girls, why don't we pray? Because we've just been speaking about all these scary things. We don't want these scary things to follow us and stuff like this, because we've just been talking about them. So should we pray? Oh my gosh, you guys. So we decided, let us be little prayer warriors and get our prayers on. And so we held hands. There were four of us. We held hands and we started praying. Oh, your girls were up in the chic, and they both. Oh, I'm telling you guys, we were fire, fire upon the mountain. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden, one of the girls screams, "Yo!" So we all opened our eyes. We all were startled, and we're like, sister, what's going on?" Because there was a lot going on at that time, And she's like, "Someone pushed me," and we're like, "Ah, someone did what? Someone, She's like, "Someone pushed me," and we're like, "I didn't push you. I didn't push you. I didn't push you." The three of us were like, "So who pushed you? If none of us pushed you?" She was like, "Someone pushed my forehead." And I was about to fall. Ah, hey guys, all those stories start to register in your head. The power of the mind. I don't know if it's mine only, I doubt it is. But like in 5 seconds, in 1 second, your brain would have come up with a whole situation and scenario, solved it, come up with alternative scenarios to that scenario. And like, I don't know how like the mind does it so quickly, so fast, And we're thinking, I personally was thinking, oh my gosh, all those things we were talking about, they're happening right now. My guys, there was a lot going on. There was a, oh my, wow.
I don't even understand what's going on. I'm saying, hi, there's a lot going on here. Hi.
You? So we decided, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. So we left the place. And I don't know how the story got to the headmaster, got to the teachers, got to our parents, because I'm no snitch. So I don't know how the story got there. And so we were summoned to the headmaster's office. And they're like, "What happened?" And we explained. We were talking. Yes, we weren't supposed to be in the place we were there, but we were there and we were talking. And we decided we want to pray because we were talking about scary things, and they started screaming. And this guy is like, "What?" And our parents are there, like, What? You know, the problem now was that it seemed as if these girls had prayed together before, and I wasn't part of the equation. And now it seemed like, because I'm part of the equation, someone screaming when we pray, and yo, you guys, it just looked fishy. And the other problem was, during that era, there was a lot of initiating into cults, like other kids, initiating other kids into like occult behaviors and mass hysterias in my country. So it was a very, very, very tricky time. So, you know, these girls' parents are just like, okay, it's not a big deal, right? But let's behave. Okay. Then the second time, it's not the second time, the second incident was also in grade six, but a bit later. And this was a critical time in my junior school life, because this is this was towards the end of was it towards the end of grade six or beginning of grade seven? Now, it was a critical time because they started selecting prefects, and prefects are like little heads of the school and stuff like that. And this is like the moment you've been waiting for since grade one. Do you know what I mean? To become a prefect so you can boss other people's kids around. But I really was of the firm belief that, like, you don't need to, I don't know, what can I call it? Campaign. Yeah, exactly. You don't need to campaign to become a prefect. You just, because if you campaign, you can't pretend, or maybe it's just me, I can't pretend for too long. Like, I get drained very quickly. I find it so much easier to just be myself unapologetically. You get what you get. You get what you see. If you don't like it, it's okay. Move on with your life. So will I. You know, just be yourself, right? But it was a critical time, because if anything, any small little thing happened, maybe you wouldn't become a prefect. And coming from the family I was coming from, being a prefect was something admirable, you know? Not to say my parents would have, like, killed me if I didn't become a prefect or anything, but it was just something, it was something nice, do you know what I mean? To know your kid has some leadership values, but it was junior school. It mattered then. Now when I look back, I'm like, really? Did it change my life? Is my life any different? Because I was a prefect in junior school, you know. But it was very, it was pretty important then to my 10, 11-year-old self. So this, one of the girls we'd prayed with, not the one who screamed, the other one. Yo, hi, sissy. She used to cut our hair. And we used to have our hair done in cornrows. She used to cut our hair. She used to... yeah, just snip it at the ends a little bit. It wasn't a big deal. Well, I didn't think it was. That's another thing. I'm a very jokey person, always happy, always making a joke, always. So I don't take things too seriously. So I wasn't taking it seriously. But, you know, she was snipping people's hair. You know, junior school kids. And so one day, your girl decided, we've had enough. Out for the people. Took a pair of scissors, went and cut her hair and said, yeah. It's your turn. And, you know, I don't know if she took it well or if she didn't take it well. But her mama was in school the next morning looking for an Allison. And she thought Allison was a boy even. And she was raging. She was, I was just looking at her like, whose mama is this? And why is she raging like that? And then when I realized she was raging because she was looking for an Allison, but she was looking at the boys for an Allison. And you know, your girl was like, am I supposed to stand up when this woman is just looking? She was really going, hey, my daughter's hair. And we're just all looking at her like, your daughter's hair did what? Do you know what I mean? Like, she's been cutting the rest of her hair. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, you know? And so she's throwing a fit. And then the headmaster calls me. And they call my mom, my parents to come to school because they're like, your daughter's cut somebody else's hair. And I was confused, guys. I was really, really, really confused. I remember the confusion. I was like, what? I'm here? at the office because I cut somebody's hair. Okay, it sounds bad, but like she's been cutting our hair. So if the rest of us have like chunks of our hair missing, she has this. Guys, oh, hold on a second. The piece of hair that I cut and the full stop are cousins. They're from the same family. Very, very small piece of hair. It's hardly noticeable. It was hardly noticeable. She had to have told her mom that someone cut my hair in school. She had to have told her mom, there's no way. And also because our natural hair is very, it's very kinky, coiled. And so it, when you have cornrows done and you have a hair that's long, even if it's short, it curls under the like the free edge of the cornrow. So you can't see anything. Like there's no way. Absolutely. Because it's not like I wanted to revenge and like give her a bald patch. That's not what happened. Right? The mom is raging. The mom's throwing a fit. And I'm like, Linda, listen. Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda. Listen.
And this woman was going on and on and on. And the problem now this time was we were in the office with this mama bear when that prayer incident happened. We're in the office again because I cut her daughter's hair. And apparently I cut her daughter's hair and I put it in my blazer pocket. And I said, revenge did something and it's your turn to pay or something. I don't really think that I said those words. And if I did, it's because she was cutting the rest of our hair too. You understand? And I was trying to explain that to her, but she was not listening. She was under the impression that I'd cut her daughter's hair so I can initiate her daughter into some occult behavior. And I could not believe my eyes. I cannot believe my eyes.
I cannot believe my eyes.
I could not believe it. I could not believe that I was hearing this. Like, yo, if you know me on a personal level, me initiating someone into a cult, yeah. You, wow. She was like, and I'm trying to explain, no, the reason why I said what I said is because your daughter has a habit. She has a thing. And she was like, I don't care what you say or think. I don't care.
I don't care what you say or think. I don't care. I don't care what you say or think. I don't care.
She was just going off. And so her perception of me was very, very, very distorted. Very, very distorted. She really thought like I was out to get her kid or something. And I was really thinking to myself, no, sweetheart, I'm out to get other things, an education perhaps, but not your kid, definitely not. Because me and the kid, you know, we got along well, you know, and it was a joke. So I was looking at her like when we got out, I was like, you snitched? She's like, no, bro, I'd never snitch. She noticed. I was like, there is no way. There's no way. And if you take me back to grade 6, I would cut her hair again. Like, you know, the woman's like, so give me your blazer because I hear that you put the hair in your blazer. And I was like, probably not. I probably put it in the bin. Like, do you know when something happens so casually that you don't even really remember the details because it was not that much of a big deal? But so how did the mom know that I put the hair in my blazer if this chick didn't snitch? Do you know what I mean? But like when we were just out with the boys, she was not saying, hey, no, I didn't snitch. Hey, you know my mother, hey, you know, she's extra. And I was thinking like, uh-huh. Is that so? But anyway, that's the moral of the story. Very crazy, very ridiculous, very unnecessary. I'm telling you, if I were asked to go back in time and cut that girl, would I cut that girl's hair? I'd cut a bigger piece, I think. So that woman, the mom, has something real to shout at me for. Because, So now I had two cases at the headmaster's office at a very critical time in my high school, in my junior school life. And your girl still became a prefect. Yeah, your girl. still rose to the top. You know, I sound so petty because this is junior school and this is like years ago. But your girl, the principal, it's the principal that matters. Which brings us to this point where, like, first of all, if God's got something great planned for you, no matter what happens before, it will come to pass. I used to hear my dad saying something like, when something unfortunate happens, usually it means something good, really, really good is about to happen. There's been incidents in my own life, in my friend's life, where we have the statement in Shona that they say, Chinotangambiri Mashura. I think so. Like something really odd can happen and you know, this is a sign that something really good is about to happen. The enemy sometimes is in the business of trying to sway you from the promised land, from the good things of God, from the greatness, from the ooh la la. I mean, this is not even the ooh wow I planned. This is freaking me out a little bit. Like, I feel like this is coming directly from the above. Like, before something great happens, there's always something that happens. When Jesus went on his 40-day, 40-night fast, just as he came out, the devil tempted him 3 times. And this was the time Jesus was being launched into ministry, just before he got baptized, before he was getting launched into his ministry, right? Something bad happened. He got tempted. He overcame, yes, but the purpose is something happened. Did Jesus continue with his ministry? I mean, yes, we're here, we're alive, we're reconciled to the Father, we've been saved, Jesus is our Savior, right? He still did his mission. Before the Egyptians were freed the Israelites, it was like a whole lot of things that happened. Pharaoh just wouldn't let it happen. In fact, one time, the Pharaoh made things even more difficult, was not supplying straw for the Israelites to make the bricks that he wanted to make, but he still wanted them to make the same amount of bricks. Like, a lot of things happened before the Israelites could escape Egypt. Even the whole parting of the Red Sea, drama. Something almost always happens before God does something great. Whether it's by the hand of the enemy or, I don't know, who in our surroundings would be doing that to cause something to happen. So I think that that's my first ooh wow. This ooh wow is making my heart beat so fast, like tachycardia, because like, this is not what I planned. And so I know that it's coming directly from above, that do not feel discouraged. Whatever it is that you're going through, if God's given you a word, if God's given you a promise, if God's given you a vision, if God's given you a dream, and right now you feel like, nah, it's not gonna happen. Nah, some bad things are really happening. Like, how are we even going to get to that word? How are we even going to get to that vision? How are we going to get to that dream? How are we going to get to that promise? You will get there. If God says it's going to happen, listen, honey, it's going to happen. God is not a man that he should be lying. Nah, he's not. And I think this word is for me too, because your girl's med school's been doing some tricks. And yo, I get, but I'm just at a place where I feel encouraged. It's boosting me too. I'm boosted. Yay. that it's all going to be fine. I'm going to pass all my exams this week. I'm going to do it. Anyway, I don't even know if I should get into our original ooh wow, or if I should leave this sourced up by the Holy Spirit as it is. Because I'm in shock. I'm in actual shock that this just happened. And all those examples, I didn't even happen. I didn't even have them like planned out in my head and everything like this. It just happened. So I believe that this is for somebody, you know, that do not be discouraged on your way. It's so funny how I was going through my Instagram before I decided to record this episode. I was like, I'm feeling kind of funny right now. Let me just pray and get this started. one of my favorite women and men of God. Is that how I say it? That sounds like wrong English. Yeah, one of my favorite prophetesses and her husband were posting a verse a day for the month of March. And the verse that they actually had out today was Habakkuk 2 verse 3, which talks about a vision. When there's a vision, this is very paraphrased, but when there's a vision, it's for an allotted time. And though it may tarry, wait on it. Though it may delay or seem like it's delaying, wait on it, because it will surely come to pass. So no matter how you're feeling delayed, how you're feeling like, but Jesus, hey, hello. Me and my best friends usually just shout, hey, hello.
Hi, honey.
And we look to the sky like, hi, do you hear the signal? We are suffering. Med school's done it again, Lord. My bank account is empty, Jesus. I'm single. and stuff like this. Just sending a signal to heaven, because sometimes things are hard. But the word for today is, do not be discouraged. Wow. This is the most raw wow ever. Like, I'm wowing too. Like, I don't know if I'll edit my reactions out, but I won't, because I want you guys to know that I also want you guys to know that I'm human. Not just people who know me, but like, everybody else who gets to listen to this, that I get shook too. I'm shook. I'm actually shook. Like, Holy Spirit, did you just do that? Changed the whole course of the ooh wow. Made it really wow. Like, this is the essence of an ooh wow. It's supposed to make you go, wow. Word of the week. It's supposed to leave you feeling encouraged. And now I feel like I can study now. I feel like I can, like, attack those books now. Like, yes, Dr. L, you got this. You got it, baby. And that's my message to everybody. I think that's the Holy Spirit's message to everybody who's going to listen to this. He's got you, baby. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you. And he won't leave you. He won't ever. It's not in his job description. You? Wow. What an episode. You know, I keep saying the following episode is going to be my favorite. This has to be my favorite episode, because I did not. Wow. Right. Okay, guys, I'm done being surprised. Don't forget to like, to comment, to subscribe. Please like. If you haven't liked, just tap your screen. Go and put a like. If you haven't subscribed, tap your screen. Make it wake up. Eh? Wake your screen up. Go and press the subscribe button. Subscribe. Like. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would really mean a lot to me if you rate the podcast 5 stars, because, baby, 5-star experience right here. We're hearing from God himself. Right? And just do what you do wherever you listen to Boost the Boost. And with that, may God bless you. And may God increase you. Bye. Okay.